Hey, Quang here. If you really wanted to support Cracked Media, you can go to cracked-media.com/shop and buy our merch. The website will be updated with limited time merch that supports all the effort that everyone on the Cracked Media crew has and will continue to dedicate to the community. Go visit cracked-media.com/shop. And remember, stay cracked.
What's going on, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen of all ages? Episode 73, XP Share, coming at you live. I got Clang over here.
I'm actually pre-recorded. Full disclaimer.
He wasn't.
Justin recorded me. I decided that I couldn't make it today. But he needed somebody else other than those guys, yeah, you know. This is a very well rehearsed bit by J Dog.
I'm doing this by myself today. I totally have interesting shit, I swear.
That's really funny, Justin.
That was pretty good. But for real, we are missing CJ today. Juice, I believe, is deadlocked, for lack of a better term. But Kling is here. What's up, dude? How you been?
Hello. I think, yeah, it does look like Mikey's game is running long. I just peeked at the Steam. He is in a 30-minute game,
which is crazy because he was he started a game at like 2:10, 2:15 before I went to go take a shower. So I don't know if he just like started a new one or like.
I mean, if you're running. So if you have like a really like quick, you know, 10-minute game, sometimes it feels like you can run another one, right? That's I get it. Would I have queued up? Probably not. Because I get nervous about being late, which is the reason why I'm always the first one in this chat. You know, I get it. When you're You never expect the long, especially Deadlock. Deadlock's such a short game. I'm doing okay.
I mean, they've changed themselves. I finally got back onto it. And
I did see you log on the other day when we're recording that secret stuff that's not going to come out for 4 or 5 months.
There is so much. Oh, it's so. It's not like super super different, but like it's pretty different. Especially with the new characters, the map stuff, it's everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I've been good. I've just been grinding for Evo. Low key, stressing myself out. You know, I can't wait for Evo 10 so I can be like happy again.
Are you still trying to go into like 3 games?
Oh, I'm signed up for 4 games. I can't change that. I'm trying harding in 2. The third one I am playing for the sake of playing it. Because I just like the game and it gives me an excuse to just watch people play the game. The fourth one I've actually never touched.
Nice.
I think I have a total of 15 minutes in game. Actually, I can look it up. Where's Grand Blue Fantasy Rising? I have 73 minutes. Ooh.
Oh, damn. How's that going to go?
Oh, awful. Clearly. I know nothing about that game. I'm full button mashing. And if, you know, if that's the one that I get out of pools in, what a miracle that would be. But the grind's been going okay. I think... I have too much going on right now, so it's a little bit hard to like actually like lock in and do training mode and stuff like that. Things in the personal and in the professional life. But it'll be a good time regardless. Fun fact for those who may or may not be aware, but we are having a Evo finalist. We're sponsoring an Evo finalist here at Crack Media. Just you know, I don't know if we've actually talked about it on the pod. So
I figured
we would talk about my personal good friend B-Boy Sonic X. He decided that he did want to go to Evo. There's a little bit of back and forth, but there is a Samurai Showdown side event that's worth points. And that's the game that, you know, past years he has gotten top two, top three at Evo. So he's entering a couple of games. We are putting him up for Evo this year. So if you see him on stream, so I'm not rooming with you. Because I got a hotel room. Because I don't want to be away from the venue. And also, I'm a degenerate. The best part about games, right, is when you have to roll the dice. You know, when you have to risk it all. So either I'm leaving Evo rich or broke. And it's there's no there's no in between with Vegas.
Gwang's going to be fucking either
at the craps table. Time.
Oh my god. You got me rolling them dice.
Rolling them dice. Trying to remember fucking perfect blackjack gameplay. All for the hopes of winning.
God, here we go.
Yeah. Trent, you get to decide whether I put it all on black or red.
Oh shit. Put your votes in now.
If you see B-Boy Sonic X on stream, which there's a good chance that he would be, I think he's playing. So his main game is Samurai Showdown, which is not a main stage game at Evo, but he should be also be playing Undernight in Birth. And he is. He might get top 8 in that as well, depending on bracket. So if you see him on stream, please give him full support. Cat. Hello. That's as much as I'm going to stall for Juice. So his opinions no longer mattered.
With that, I mean, I do kind of want his opinion on Destiny stuff.
I forgot to actually physically add this to the document because I've been thinking about this for the last couple of days.
I've been trying to think of putting stuff before the last point because I really don't actually want to talk about it again.
Do you want to talk about this PC bricking thing?
What's that about?
So there was a rank one, I think it was either NA or EU, and I can't remember, League of Legends, what turned out to be cheating. If you know anything about Riot's anti-cheat software, Vanguard, it is so deeply embedded into your computer the moment you download Riot games that it makes a lot of people nervous. Everyone who was affected in Top Elo got a notice saying that their LP was refunded, blah, 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 blah. But there was a report that the cheater's computer got bricked to prevent him from opening. Basically, every time he tried to open the Riot Games launcher, it would brick his computer, basically give him a blue screen.
That's wild.
So that was the allegation, which, because of how deeply rooted Riot Vanguard is, isn't actually that far out of the realm of like speculation. Turns out not to be true. Riot has explicitly been like, our anti-cheat can't do that. In fact, the amount of permissions we would need from Microsoft would be insane for us to be able to do that.
Fair.
Oh, was it a Valorant thing? I thought it was a League of Legends thing.
That's even worse.
Either way. But cheating is that bad where like it's this weird thing where I go back and forth with like, man, Riot Vanguard is pretty invasive if you look at like how deep into your system settings it goes. And you like know what it's doing and what it's looking for. But also, if you've ever like played CSGO or anything, you're kind of like, yeah, playing public lobbies without a really good anti-cheat kind of feels hopeless. If you've played any fucking private server WoW, you would know what that feels like.
I made the mistake of actually playing CS2 the other day, like sometime last week, and it's just not. It's just getting head tapped like literally through walls. Like, okay, bro. Like,
Vanguard works. That is like the big thing is that it does work and it does detect people and it does IP permaban.
That's good.
So it is like
a computer would be wild though. Holy shit.
Yeah. But do the ends justify the means? That's the question. That's the real question, right? Like I said, the anti-cheat is invasive.
I mean, it's at the end of the day, like, if you want an anti-cheat to work, you kind of gotta like, you gotta outsmart the people that are making the cheats in the first place. So it's like, how many actual cheats are gonna get through that nowadays? And then you got things like literally easy anti-cheat, which is literally just a program that I don't know, like they got to be constantly battling like people coming out with new cheats. So like they cheaters make an update, anti-cheat needs to make an update, cheaters make an update, anti-cheat needs to make an update, and anti-cheat is always behind. Always.
Does the good question of why cheat when you can just be good? Historically, the people who do cheat are really good, actually, who just need like that slight edge to be the best, right? If you look at speedrunning, for example, people who usually cheat are like top 10 ish, top 20 ish, and just need to find a way to overcome that last hurdle.
I mean,
because if you're bad and you cheat, it's so obvious. Right? Like, those people, it's so obvious, and they will lose anyway. Especially with, like, team games, there's so much other bullshit that's going on that you can't just aimbot.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I've been playing a shitload of iRacing, you know, for the last couple weeks, and it's just become so apparent. It's just people are so afraid to lose, they'll fucking just do whatever it takes to fucking win, you know? And even if that means getting fucking shit on while you're cheating.
Yeah.
He's alive.
I was balls deep in a deadlock match and was like, huh, I wonder what time it is. What the fuck?
Literally, I've never seen a deadlock match go 40 minutes.
Oh, dude, I've played some long ones. I play the long ones. Okay, let me get into this shit.
Well, Juice Wayne, everybody. Welcome back.
Well, I am so sorry.
So sorry. How, So were you cheating in your deadlock match? Was that what was no, happening?
I promise I wasn't.
Did you at least get the dub? I need it here. Did you?
We did, win. We did win. We did win. We did win.
It's all that matters. Thank God. All that matters.
Oh.
But yeah, I was fucking like, you know, in fucking iRacing, you know, it not only is the game already expensive, right? Let's just put it out there. You're paying $10 a month to play in a racing simulator where you actually have to not only, of course, pay $10 a month, but you have to buy the cars individually and the tracks individually. And I'm still running into people who are playing fucking bumper cars every single fucking race. And there was this one race where I was just sitting first, literally 90% of the race. And this kid just dive bombed me out of fucking nowhere. And I do a switchback and still fucking keep the position. And he just taps the fucking back of my car. And I'm like, I'm gone. I was just like, yeah. Bro, you couldn't fucking hold the L, bro. You couldn't hold the L. I'm literally sitting fucking like 2 whole seconds above you this entire race. You dive bomb me, you still lose, and you just fucking, they're like, come on, bro. people just fucking, I don't know.
I will say, at a certain point, I understand losing fucking sucks, but unless I get to be like really toxic while losing, if I get to be really toxic while losing and or winning, it feels pretty good. I did get to play a League of Legends game where someone, while losing aggressively, was trying to shit talk me specifically. I got to hit him with a damn that hurt my feelings. In chat, I had to have a teammate be like, you got to chill, it's just a game. And I'm like, you're right. You're right.
Go cry about that one.
Let the game of words come out.
No. It was the equivalent of like me like headshotting him over and over again, like in a COD lobby, and him being like, you know, you're not very good. My teammates are just ass. And be like, ooh, man, my feelings got hurt. Like, ooh,
chill.
Damn, I'm dropping a 20 bomb on your head, and that affected me personally. Oh,
don't
damn.
Do it, don't do it.
So
don't do it,
yeah, no, I mean the whole actual like PC breaking thing, that would have been wild if that was actually a thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad it's not a thing, but I could see without the Vanguard, how deep Vanguard goes, that could have been a possibility. But you know, I'm glad it's not. But also, I don't know if it deters people from cheating. I think it might be also just like a generally good thing. It's hard to say.
Yeah, just to put it out there, like this may happen to you.
Yeah.
Be aware.
It builds character, though.
Getting banned,
you know.
Getting banned.
I mean, all type of adversity, you know, builds character. Because it'll make you a better person. It'll make you realize that you're a piece of shit. You need to be better, you know. And then there, bam, there you go. Character's built.
Oh yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Development, you know.
Because gamers are in it for personal development for sure.
Yeah, I'm talking like Invincible, the series level development. That's what I'm talking about, you know.
But yeah, I was. So yeah, I looked at the marathon stats the other day, and I was wondering, like, amidst this whole Destiny dying debacle, you know, how many players are still actually playing marathon?
And marathon or Destiny?
Marathon. And there is no more than 12,000 peak players right now within the past, like, 2 or so weeks. And everybody's saying that Marathon or Destiny died for Marathon to live. So, I mean, what do...
I don't know why people think that, though.
Because
I do not believe that Marathon was ever meant to be the successor of Destiny. Destiny's way too big for Marathon.
Wait, there's 10,000 people in game right now on Marathon.
Yeah, and that's significantly lower than like what it's
what people want. I don't know.
Well,
I'm not going to complain about this genre more, but I think the genre is just shit.
One, nobody asked for another extraction shooter, and two,
yeah,
the reason why people are complaining is because basically Bungie laid off a bunch of people from the Destiny team to build Marathon, which is why they say Destiny died for Marathon. So that's where that whole aspect is coming from.
I see.
So it's like they're killing this multi-year generational game for literally the same or less amount of peak player base in a genre that nobody asked for.
I will say that Destiny 2 stopped having a lot of love in it, like maybe 2 years ago ish. I feel like the updates, this is all anecdotal, this is not from me playing, but I've heard that the updates haven't been that good. The last one was fine, is how some people felt, but ultimately just people really stopped enjoying Destiny 2. Bungie also can't just rest on the Destiny train. Especially with a game that's been out for 7 years-ish. That's not... that a lot of the gameplay doesn't require you to pay for anything. Like, you can't make a free-to-play game into a paid experience once it goes free-to-play, right?
I think that really killed people, like, and in terms of, like, the Destiny updates. Like, people started being okay with, they started getting used to the DLC, full DLC, new raids, new strikes, whatever.
Yeah.
I think what the actual turning point was when Bungie basically put their foot through the ground and said, we're going to take away, like, we're going to pick and choose and take things away from previous DLC.
Yeah.
Just so, like, basically the game runs better from what I heard.
Yeah. And I think Apex put it right. That's like also just old raids still being $60. And like,
yeah,
it's just one of these things where you're like promised a lot. And as somebody, if you started from the beginning, moving forward feels fine. It's micro transaction adjacent. Basically, you know, every year or so you drop $30 feels pretty fine. Especially if you really enjoy the experience. But it's just not a sustainable market, especially for a game that old. That's not a sustainable formula for a game that old.
Well, again, so that's the thing, is like people buy into it and they expect it to be there forever. And then when Bungie comes in and says, hey, you're not going to be able to use this gun anymore, or you can't do this raid anymore that you paid $30 for 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like people are gonna be pissed. Like,
yeah, of course. But I think it's a little silly to blame the Marathon for any of this. I think that Destiny 2 was already like one foot in the grave by the time that they pulled developers for Marathon, by the time that they started looking for other, I'm gonna call it what it is, other revenue sources, right? Especially because, like, what are their other games? Like Halo? Okay, cool. Yeah. I was literally just trying to figure out, like, if they had anything else to, like, lean on. But they don't. Well, that's they don't have... like, a Ubisoft.
Yeah. Like, they threw they that away released... to 343, and now look how that... Look at Halo Infinite.
And they specifically also have such a strong identity as, like, an individual studio that it feels like they're kind of going the way of Rare. This is where you can clock my age. Well, but Rare was sick in the N64 days, right? Like,
sure.
You had GoldenEye, Perfect Dark, yeah. Diddy Kong Racing, Banjo-Kazooie, Donkey Kong 64, etc.
Yeah. True.
And then basically they became such a strong individual identity that by the time that, you know, their games weren't just as popular, they had to kind of sell their identity to Microsoft and lose everything. I don't even think any of those original Rare developers stayed on for very long.
Well, so the even more interesting aspect on top of all this, which some of you may not know, is the last Marathon update, they explicitly stated, well, I guess not explicitly, but like insinuated that they intend to support this game for at least 5 years. Like straight up in the patch notes, like this is how season one, season two, you know, the season's up to about 4 to 5 years in the future. And okay. So they have sort of, you know, they apparently have a plan for this game. One, still not addressing the fact that their endgame map is filled with fucking cheaters, you know, 80-90% of the time. But again, like they're creating a 5-year plan for a game that's replacing a game that has had basically had more concurrent players. So it's like, I mean, basically, like you said, they're probably going the way of Rare this time. Sony's probably going to buy them out. No more Bungie. Bye, guys.
What? Do we know how big the Marathon team is? I can't imagine it being more than like 30-ish people, because Bungie was a pretty big company, but they bisected from the Destiny team and the everything else team at some point.
I feel like somebody gave me a number at some point, but I don't remember what that was.
Bam. I mean, it feels bad. Definitely, but what are you really going to do?
Here's a question, you know, what can Bungie do to make Marathon the next Destiny? And not in the sense of, you know, story and whatnot, but to make it their big title that everyone plays and loves, right? I think number one, got to give us a respawn game mode, right? You can't. There's no way that whoever's making hundreds of thousands of dollars at Bungie thinks that one game mode for this one game is going to sustain them for 5 years. So give us more game modes, right? There are people like me who absolutely loathe extraction shooters, but love respawn game modes. So give us a little extra. Do what Escape from Tarkov did.
So it's funny.
You'll likely see more players come in there.
Well, because even Escape from Tarkov went with the arena mode, right? They have arena mode now.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
Again, it's like We're still basically beta testing the game, it feels like, at the end of the day, because they keep throwing in these experiments every couple weeks or so. So it's like, first it was some kind of condition on each map. Like, they went through each, like, the three of the main maps and put a different condition each week. And now it's basically a free sponsored kit. So, like, there's literally a game mode where everybody just spawns in with the same loadout. So it's like, it feels like they're testing for this kind of stuff to, like, get a respawn game mode. But it's, again, like, oh, why not do it in the first place? Why choose to do it later? Hey guys, surprise. Let's get 5,000 more players back. What are you doing?
Because, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, Bungie is known for having good PvP. Like, their PvP feels good. Gunplay in Destiny feels good. It's not, you know, it's not like, you know, X Defiant or anything like that. That game feels... You and I, J-Dog, used to play Destiny PvP. Like, that first year it came out, I mean, I was playing that far more than I was playing anything else.
Yeah.
The game feels great. So, I mean, I've watched the gameplay of Marathon that I've watched, even when I did the tutorial for Marathon, I thought, shit feels good. I mean, it's smooth. I like the gunplay. I don't like the concept. I hate the concept. So if you give me that gunplay and just add in a respawn mode, you know, or some capture the flag or king of the hill, something like that, dude, I'll totally play that shit.
My whole thing is, okay, I'm gonna get on my soapbox a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit. I don't understand extraction shooters to this day. There needs to be an end goal. There needs to be, like, you know what would be really sick? If at the end of every week or whatever, there is just a tournament, right? Like a free-for-all headhunting tournament. Or you could do, like, an actual, like, choose your loadout. I got so angry that I completely forgot about genres. Oh, fuck. like Fortnite, PUBG, that genre, the
Battle Royale.
Battle Royale. Yeah, you can have a full Battle Royale, but you get to choose your loadout for some in-game shit.
Well, I think that's what people were speculating. They 3-for-3 was finally going to do with Halo, but I don't even know if that's going to be a thing.
But if you introduce that to, like, Marathon, you can have people who, like, want to just grind the BS, right?
So their quote unquote end game, which is why it's starting to feel a little Destiny like, and they're, you know, it feels like that movement shift is happening, is the Cryo Archive map. So the objective of the Cryo Archive map is to get to the quote-unquote boss compiler, which is basically a Destiny raid boss. It literally is. It's a Destiny raid boss, but you have the risk of being fucking ganked by other players while fighting the Destiny raid boss. So it's like they're putting the mechanic out there, and that's the end game, but if you ask people like Modeled and I, that doesn't interest us. We're literally playing the game for the gunplay. Like, we could care less about the progression. That's why we spawn in on the first, like, on the first map, like, 90% of the time, because we just want to shoot shit. Like, we don't give a fuck about the progression.
I would also like a loot reset, you know, or something, where you can, like, trophy them, but you can't. Like, your best shit, but you can't use them in, like, a next season type thing.
That's the thing. They haven't, like, said anything about a wipe at all.
But I don't know. The genre, it seems like... This genre, in general, seems like all the worst parts of playing Monster Hunter. Which is... hunting, scrounging for good items, and then sometimes dying before you can actually use. And like, that is what the genre feels like. I don't know. It's,
yeah.
If yeah. people have fun with it, I guess that's fine. It's just not where I would have ever put my money on. I don't know. What's the big attraction shooter that everyone was playing? Ark Raiders.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember less. Yeah, I don't remember. I haven't heard anyone talk about Ark Raiders in a hot minute. Everyone's for back sure. on Deadlock. When it comes to,
for sure.
When it comes, and Marvel Rivals. Like, everyone's back on Deadlock, Marvel Rivals. Watch as far as, like, shooters go or, like, Counter-Strike.
Yeah, I'm actually yeah. shocked how many people are getting back into Overwatch.
I'm not.
Overwatch doing their thing. Overwatch, they doing their thing.
I think people are really tired of Marvel stuff in general.
Oh, also, yes.
Also, the gameplay of Marvel Rivals. I said this pretty early on in private. I wasn't gonna put this as opinion in the world, but I thought that Marvel Rivals was just like not great anyways.
Yeah, dude, that gameplay is terrible compared to Overwatch. Like that,
it never was better. I will say that Overwatch 2, when Marvel Rivals was released, maybe was a little bit worse, but like immediately was so much better and felt better like so yeah. quickly.
Well, I think I think it was literally just meant to be like slap Marvel on a fucking hero shooter and let mm-hmm. people play, because
yes.
there were so many rumors in the beginning. Like the developers didn't care about balance. Like it wasn't supposed to be a mm-hmm. balanced game kind of thing. And then all of a sudden now we have the Ignite series and people are fucking, you got fucking Marvel tournaments, go figure. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
but I'm actually interested in this this tier maker you found. I assume
I have immediately a problem with this tier maker.
So before we do that though, context. So we have a tier maker. We're talking about Destiny 2, their live service and how it's going to be getting shut down. So in that that thought, we have a tier maker. Literally called Dead Live Service Games. So we're going to be ranking these Dead Live Service Games, basically. Pex, you are 100% correct. You have to be addicted to Addy to play Marvel Rivals. No question about that.
Oh, yeah,
no,
they just put a dinosaur in, too.
Can I?
Oh, that's relevant to the Marvel scene.
Before you pull it up, Justin, I'm going to... Is Among Us Dead live service wise? I feel like people are still playing it live. I don't know what you update. Among Us is on this list, but I don't know what live service means if we're putting Among Us as a dead live service game.
I mean, everything else, 9K. I mean, for Among Us, that's not bad for Among Us, right?
I mean, yeah, people still like play Among Us, and there's like a lot of private lobbies and stuff like that where they just use the Among servers to play, so I don't know. But like, unlike every other one where like you literally have to like host to host to even play the games, host to host connect to like trick the game that you're playing next to each other. Yeah.
This is some of these are going to be pretty interesting.
What are we doing first?
I wish it was.
I should be looking. I should not be watching the delay on the stream because that's what I was looking at. I should look at the thing that Justin has pulled up.
Yeah, same.
That's
my. There's a few of these I'm not 100% sure of, just because the images is like completely cut off, so we'll have to figure it out.
That is,
but starting off left to right, top to bottom, we got good old Ubisoft's Rogue Company.
And okay,
Juice, I know you played a little bit of it.
I can't see the thing. That can we get a transition so I can? Is this looking at the
Rogue Company? Is it says Rogue Company? There's S tier, gone but legendary. A tier, had some potential. B tier, fun, I guess, but wasn't going anywhere. C, kind of forgettable. D, stay dead. And then you have F tier, never seen or played, which I think is a little presumptuous calling that F tier. If you're like, I've never seen or played it, calling that like F tier seems wrong. I think stay dead is F tier, and then there's a never seen or played tier. We're like, I can't have an opinion about it because I don't know what the fuck this is.
I think that it's okay to have those two because there are some games that you probably put a lot of effort into just for the game to end. And you're like, you know what? I want to wash myself of this game.
No, that's what I'm saying. Stay dead. That's what a stay dead tier is. It's like, this was, I'm just saying that if you've never had Korean barbecue, you're not going to put that F tier. You're just going to be like, I don't know what that's like. Could be fire, could be garbage.
I mean, what?
I mean, why don't we just remove the F and just call it never seen?
That's what I'm saying. I think stay dead is what we're going to consider. We have an S through C tier that. And then okay, like an F tier. Yeah, gotcha. F tier. Gotcha. Never seen. Yeah. And honestly, because of the way that these are cut off, I might know some of these games, but cannot recognize it based off the tiny circle.
Yeah.
You guys might recognize.
So, I mean, yeah. I had fun with Rogue Company, TBH.
Company is fucking S tier, dog. This game was fantastic. Rogue Company was fan-fucking-tastic. Nobody wanted to play it because they heard Hi-Rez and said, oh, no, I'm good. Like, it's Hi-Rez was cursed. Hi-Rez is probably the most cursed gaming company.
Wait, I thought Rogue Company was universe. Ubisoft.
No, it's Hi-Rez.
That's almost worse.
Same people that make, because again, we're talking about Paladins, we're talking about Realm Royale. You know, Hi-Rez is cursed, dog. And the best game that they made besides Paladins was Rogue Company. That game was phenomenal. And it was starting to take off a little bit. Dr. Disrespect got a skin and he was, you know, he was playing on stream, but even his chat was like, come on, bro, come on. These are the same guys that went against Overwatch. Like,
So my whole thing with Rogue Company, I don't think it's S tier. I think it's like C tier. Cause
you also don't play shooters though, so it's kind of tough.
Fine. It was fine. I put 300 hours into it. Was fine. I put 300 hours into CSGO. I put in quite 300
into CSGO is not impressive, but we're talking CSGO.
Yeah.
Again, you need just at least 20,000
hours. Just because I have a main bitch doesn't mean that.
side chick need 11 too, doc.
Yeah.
I mean,
just because I go to my 9-to-5 and then I go to, you know, my love.
I think it had potential, but like, I don't know.
We can go A. I'm not mad at it.
It definitely had potential.
I think it needed something that really made it like actually stand out, other than because it really felt like when it was out, the only reason why people played it was the Dr. Disrespect game.
Yeah, for a time.
It was like that group that played it, and that really drove everyone to like go there, but it didn't have anything like super unique. I remember the gunplay also just like not feeling super great, but that could have just been me, or I could be remembering. It's been a minute, so.
Yeah.
The third person, yeah, I mean, definitely made
at the time that Rogue Company came out, and to be honest with you, I would even say now, Arc Raiders might be the closest thing to it, although Arc Raiders is a smoother game when it comes to the gunplay. There really wasn't anything else out. I mean, it's a third-person shooter, right, where you had characters that had their own abilities, and it was tactical. Like, you know, you weren't kind of just running around the map shooting shit and going, I win. You know, you really had to think about, all right, like, and Who should I push? When should I use my when should I use my special? It's like a hero shooter, but it was it was more respawn, more like more you know, kind of like a mix between Overwatch and Call of Duty, I guess you could say. If that's a good example, anyways. But yeah, man, it was such a fun game, man. Just again, every time I say, "Oh, who makes it?" If someone says, "Who makes the game?" and I say Hi-Rez, I could not tell you how many times I heard, "Oh, whatever, Hi-Rez makes it. I'm good." Not even willing to give it a shot. It's just, "Oh, they made it? Nah, it's not gonna work." So that's why I say Hi-Rez is cursed, because people just hear that name, they automatically just disassociate themselves.
Which is kind of wild, because they made some pretty good fucking games.
Yeah, I mean, Smite and Paladins were great fucking games, you know, during their prime.
Fucking Realm Royale, dog? Come on.
Realm Royale. Realm
Royales did not last that long.
Realm Royale was fun, though. That they do make fun games. I think, my hard part is that, like, Hi-Rez also, like,
fumbles.
Yeah, they do.
I think Rogue Company deserves at least an Emmy. Are we good for that? We good for that? An A?
I'm not mad at it. I'll take it.
Yeah.
All right.
Where I would put it, but I'm.
That's not where I would put it. All right.
If we're gonna put it into like a group consensus, that's fine. I'm not upset. Yeah, I'm not like that upset by it.
Didn't Realm come back? It tried. They tried.
It tried. It did try.
I believe this next one is Paragon.
Yeah. Now,
I'm gonna just put my foot down and say this is definitely C or D tier for sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was the concept. They tried the third person MOBA kind of experience. I feel like, I don't know, it feels like the gameplay wasn't there. Oh, their shit. Jungle did not ever feel balanced whatsoever. And it felt like the jungle didn't even matter in that game, TBH.
It really didn't feel like anything mattered in that game.
Nothing made sense.
I do feel like if Paragon didn't exist, we wouldn't have Deadlock today.
I was just gonna say Paragon walks or Deadlock can run, but yeah.
No. Paragon like stood up once. Deadlock shot in the head and was like, "No, you're not it. Like, you're not. This was a mistake. Start from scratch.
All right, so
let's take everything that they did and not do that." Like, it was.
Are we going kind of forgettable? No, I think it's stay dead. Stay dead.
That game. You triggered some memories when you said Paragon, because I couldn't figure out what game that was from the words you said. My God.
All right, this one I don't know what the fuck this is, because this image is
definitely
so
not
gross.
A.
Oh, I have to open a new
Hyperscape. It's Hyperscape.
fucking Hyperscape, bro. Can we?
I've never played this.
It's definitely forgettable.
This is.
I definitely forgot.
Yeah,
about
I
it.
Think it's C as well. I definitely forgot about it. It was fun when it first came out. That fun did not last very long because the sweaties. This is so Hyperscape. This is probably around the time where I started to feel the shift of casual players versus I want to be a content creator, so I have to sweat my balls off every fucking time I launch the game. Hyperscape is where I started to recognize that in video games. Around that time frame where, when the game first came out, people were just having fun, like running on rooftops, look at me, wee. And then within like a week or so, maybe 2 weeks, it was just like, dudes were like wall running and flipping off like it was Gears of War and doing all this crazy shit. I'm like, bro, what's going on? I thought we was having fun. Like now people care so fucking much. This Hyperscape was definitely, I don't know. It's a C.
MC tier. I'm gonna check real quick. Does that even have players right now? Or that's, well, just, that's on Ubisoft, isn't it?
Well, yes, just looking that up. Do we want to say that like D is wasn't fun? C is like I remember having fun with this game and just, but
nah,
you didn't say it.
Stated is toxic. I like it.
Yeah, stated is like
stated damn, is toxic. I like that shit.
This didn't have a leg to stand on from the beginning.
Yeah.
All right, I know we're all gonna have probably different.
Which Paragon didn't, on this unfortunately.
One. Yeah, Paragon. Really I just wanted to establish. You know, I just needed to establish a line because,
God,
because there needs to be a line.
Yeah, yeah. I was excited for Hyperscape when it first came out. I thought, oh, this is gonna be cool. This is gonna be fun. And when I saw Paragon, I thought, I'll give it a shot. Not necessarily. Ooh, it was like, oh, okay. The one thing that Paragon did do was the graphics at that time blew me away. I thought, this is a great looking video game. You know, that was the one thing that I saw, especially with Smite being out at the time. I was like, Smite who? Look at this beautiful ass. Look at this tree.
And then you click three times and you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I have no idea what I just did.
It felt laggy. It felt, yeah, it was just... Ugh.
Yeah. I know we're all going to have different opinions on this one, but we got Multiverse come up next.
Ooh, man, love-hate relationship with this one.
It's either A or C for me, because it depends on what period, what version of Multiverses we're talking about. If we're talking about first time they got nominated for Gamer Awards, I think that game was great, had a lot of potential. Was a beta game. If we're talking about the second time they got nominated for awards, I think that game was forgettable, except for the times that you got infinited by. they made a lot of decisions.
I think that's accurate. I think that's an accurate take.
I mean, I think that kind of just puts it in a good middle. Like B isn't too terrible, I guess.
There was fun things about it, right? It
had potential, I will say.
I think that they really, I thought it was been, if they really leaned into the 2v2 aspect and just been like, 1v1s don't matter, and like really explicitly said it over and over again that was not their goal and stopped balancing for it and let 1v1s be a cesspool, I think it would have been really fun. It's like my big thing that I wish that they did.
True.
Is that they really leaned into, because that's how they marketed it originally. It was like, oh, this is a 2v2 game with all your favorite Warner Bros. Characters, and you're like, cool. But then they're like, okay, but we have to nerf Iron Giant for one. I'm like, why? Like, why? Just make Shaggy busted. It's fine.
I think I could do B. B makes sense. Yeah. Yay.
Yeah, and it looks like Pex agrees with you too, Quang. First beta was A, second beta was C. So hey, let's go put it in the middle right there. Also, if I could say real quick, you Smash players need to shut the fuck up sometimes. The fact that so many Smash players were not willing to just take off the Melee hat for a second, the Brawl hat for a second, and just enjoy a new experience in the platform fighter world really annoyed the hell out of me.
Oh,
because we don't realize that sometimes we are also the reason why these games don't succeed. You know what I mean? Like, and when I say that, I mean it's our shitty ass mentality of it doesn't feel like this game, therefore it's ass. Like, no, it's meant to feel like a different game. That's why it's a different fucking game. But for some reason,
no, you're right. The problem is, right, is that the people, the game itself, the Melee players, right, the game itself filters out all the people who want to enjoy what they like, because the game is never going to change. Mm-hmm. The game is never going to change. It's been 20 some years, and the game has changed exactly one time, and we decided that we weren't going to play the changed version. Right, PAL is the European version of the game is the most updated. We decided that we didn't want that. We're going to play the Japan America version.
Yeah,
and and that, you know, you filter out all those people who like want to enjoy games that they want to enjoy and stuck to it. And that's the Melee community, which is why I've said in the past, to your surprise, that I don't know if I'd ever put Melee in like a top experience for myself.
Sure.
I enjoy watching it because I know what's going on.
All the bugs, like all the bugs that are still in Melee that people can, you know, like exploit. Yeah. Or could exploit if they wanted to.
Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy it because I know what's going on, but I think it's... People want Melee, and it's so hard to just be like, then just go play the fucking game.
So, this one's gonna be kind of interesting. Concerning the fact that I'm pretty... I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that Quang's never heard of this fucking game.
I don't know what the fuck this thing is.
That Bleeding Edge?
Bleeding Edge, bro.
Yeah.
I found it online. I still had no idea what the fuck this game is.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, Bleeding Edge can stay dead. That's what I'll say. So Bleeding Edge was basically, I think it was 3v3, right? Like 3v3... like melee competitive game where every character had some sort of melee, you know, and you were like in some sort of arena where, you know, both teams are trying to accomplish one goal. what do you compare Bleeding Edge to, like Battle Right, but a 3v3 PvP arena,
kind of like, I guess Smite, but not MOBA, more arena like.
Yeah,
there are certain games on this list, right, where I know that I have never played, but I've definitely just watched people play, which is a lot of my experience because, you know, growing up I didn't ask for video games and I didn't have a lot of consoles in my household just in general. This one I saw the cover of, I watched gameplay of like yesterday. And I was like, what the fuck is this game? I have no idea.
Now that we probably could have done this a little better if we switched this to the alignment chart. Probably would be a little more accurate on our opinions of shit. But something for next time. I don't know. Yeah. Bleeding Edge, I think it was good, but it's definitely not like this is the only time I've ever thought of the game since I played it last. So,
yeah,
I think that says a lot about it. Yeah.
It was decent. I don't think they had updates for it really.
Damn. That's Justin really just bumped it up a tier.
I said forgettable. I didn't say stay dead.
I said at the beginning. There's no part of me that's like, ooh, Bleeding Edge, should I come back? No, it is gone. But no, C is fine too. It's not a big deal.
Do you want a D? Are we going D?
I think it is. Honestly, the game was popping for like 2 minutes. It should just stay dead.
Demotion.
I'm glad I got the campaign for this.
So the question of why Among Us is on this list, is it really dead?
I don't think Among Us is dead, but if it is, I would say S tier.
Yeah, like I think that is like the definition of S tier. If we're considering it a dead live service.
Yeah.
Granted, it is majorly due to like the. It saved us from the pandemic.
Friday night game nights in Nico's Discord were lit during the pandemic.
God damn. I've never been so upset with one person. I don't know. Shout out to Sam. Sam's never gonna see this. I don't even remember what his fucking tag is. But there's one other person who like really try hard in Among Us in that, which was a good mix. Mm-hmm. Two tryhards and everyone else not knowing what they're doing. The tryhards not also like imposing it onto people. So it was a lot of him and I just like trying to mind game each other. And it made us look sketch as fuck 100% of the time.
Yeah, not for real. We have we for sure had some toxic friends playing that game, and some of them were just get so butthurt sure whenever they get called out. Go ahead, sorry.
Call of Duty Warzone.
There's multiple
Warzone,
aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, so so based on the image, this is the OG Warzone. This is 2019 Warzone,
which is
another S. I mean, the best. Really? It's the best version of Warzone to date. Okay. Like the Warzone has not been better since the OG version. So, okay.
Is this the version that was free to play? And
I can't give too much of an opinion.
They all are. Warzone's always been free to play.
Is Warzone not the battle royale?
Yeah. It's the free to play battle royale, but they kind of had different versions. They had different versions. So this the image that we're seeing is the OG version from 2019. That's the one where anyone who's played Warzone over the years will say without question that was the best version of Warzone. Verdansk is like god tier compared to what you know the other versions that came after it.
I still
cry sometimes thinking about that version.
I'll give it to Juice. I put a D tier on my like personal tier list. I was like it could stay dead because it really to me felt like a cash grab in every single
Call of Duty looked like a cash grab. Wow, I had never seen that before.
Hey, but some cash grabs are good, you know. Bring back old maps, bring back old guns. Make the gameplay feel better so that we can make a little bit more money. This was like, ooh, Fortnite's popping off. Let's make PUBG remix.
So
I put a D tier. But I mean, if you had fun with it, I know a lot of people had fun with it. So I'm okay with leaving it in S. I just on my tier.
I feel it. Warzone got a lot of praise that year. You know, a lot there were a lot of people who even hated Call of Duty but loved Warzone and were willing to play it because of that. You know, so it's really the following years, like the second year of when they made whatever map they made in Vietnam or whatever, that shit, dude, it was just an immediate boner killer. I couldn't do it. It's been downhill ever since, and put it that way.
I believe you.
Alright, so this is gonna be a bit of a rapid fire here, considering I don't know a lot of these. Concord.
S tier.
Concord immediate C. I feel like
what?
Are we really?
Wait, what?
Dude, stay dead.
Wait, what?
$40 to play this game on?
Oh, I guess that's off. No, I guess that's fair. I guess stay dead. I wasn't thinking price tag.
Wait, why did I put this in C? That's a wild.
You're right. I forgot they cost money.
Yeah, Donnie. Fuck.
No, you're right.
Sony, one of Sony's biggest mistakes ever, and they usually do pretty good with their games, man. But yeah, dude.
And that straight up says, "What the fuck is Concord?" Just don't worry about it. Just
it's fine. Yeah, you're fine.
You're better off.
Don't worry about it.
Bandit. You're fine. I forgot it cost money. You're totally right. Price tag. No, I don't know why I thought it was free to play. If it was free to play, it would be C. I'm just saying.
So, it wouldn't be dead. If it were free to play, they could still be alive today.
You're right.
I'm so confident in that.
Yeah. Okay. I just to defend myself a little bit.
Next Conquer one. It was a hero shooter, Panders. It was terrible.
Friday the 13th. Honestly, kind of forgettable. That's the one where, like, one player... It was kind of the precursor Phasmophobia, I think it was. That's the other game. Where, like, one person played Jason, everyone else kind of hit around the camp, unlocked a couple of conditions to get the police to show up or be able to escape the camp.
DBD type shit.
Yeah, or Dead by Daylight, that's what it is. Yeah, DBD type. It's C tier. I think other games just did it so much better.
I can go with that.
And it was also like a, hey, we have a movie coming out. Let's make a video game. And the game was fun.
The good old days.
It was fun, but like, yeah.
I can say that.
I don't know what this next one is.
I don't even know why I transitioned. I don't know what the fuck this is.
Happy Days or whatever? Happy
If anybody knows what that is, let us know.
Happy, is that Happy Wheels?
It's supposed to be Happy Wheels?
I don't know, dude.
Do you remember Happy Wheels?
If anyone knows, let us put it in the comments.
No, Happy Wheels is the dude with the chat. Mustache.
Yeah,
I have no idea what the fuck that is.
Next one though, I know a few people will know this.
Oh yeah.
It looks like Spectre Divide. Spectre Divide.
Oh wait. No, you skipped one.
No, you skipped one.
The hood game.
Oh, wait, did I just throw that? I did throw it.
I also don't know Hood.
I've never played
this game. This game had some potential for sure, but we didn't play it long enough to really give it a chance. I would say it's forgettable.
I don't remember. Which one was that?
So this game was, and I'm pretty sure you and I played it together. It was like you were it was kind of like a somewhat stealth game where you and another partner player would go, and you had to like infiltrate a building or like a castle, and you were trying to steal shit from the castle and take it back with you, but you might get caught by the sentries that were patrolling around the castle, and if you did, then you and your teammate would try to like meet up and fight the sentries, or you know, try to get them off of you so you could escape. It was basically like go in, grab shit, get out, but it required some tact, some skill to do so. It was a pretty fun game. Like when we played it, it wasn't bad, but it definitely stopped caring pretty fast. I mean, really fast stopped caring. So,
okay. So next one then is Spectre Divide. Shrouds.
Got me. B for me.
Wait, is this the game that we played? Like as a group?
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Did we play
it? It was a B for me.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. We sucked ass, too.
Yeah. No, I remember the cards being. Yeah. Fine. I think it was fine. I think that there wasn't enough love.
No. That's what.
Oh,
no,
you think about Fragpunk?
You're thinking
about. I was thinking about Fragpunk. Oh, yeah. This is the game that Shroud.
It was the Call of Duty, search and destroy like Valorant kind of thing, but you controlled two characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the concept. I think the concept is fantastic. It just didn't appeal to us, the players.
I honestly think that the first release was, it has the, what am I going to call the like streamer problem, like the personality problem, where the game's so tied to the personality that they're kind of forced to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, in a certain way, because they'll disappear for long periods. They'll be like, oh, there's something really exciting around corner, I can't talk about it right now, and now everyone needs to like speculate what's going on. So the game was rushed is what I'm gonna expect. I don't know if you guys remember Reynard. He was a streamer, became the owner of Tempo Storm, or like founded Tempo Storm. He made like a deck, he made like an online card game that fucking bombed because it was rushed. But because he was the Hearthstone player, everyone wanted like a beta so fast, like so early. And it almost felt like they're pressured into like releasing a beta before it was ready for a beta, you know?
Spectre and B though. Like that seems fair, I guess.
Yeah.
I agree.
I guess it wasn't forgettable, but like, yeah, B sounds fine. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I've never played or actually seen any gameplay on that, so it's up to you guys.
I'm assuming it's the same thing as like Friday the 13th. I'm willing to put it F tier because I don't know. I have never seen this game. And I feel like I'm the one that might have. This is one of the two games on here that I feel like I might know that you guys don't know.
Panda wants us to put Spectre Divide in A.
I mean, we could.
I wouldn't be mad, honestly. I think people got to put their hands on it a little bit too early was the big downfall.
Did it actually have potential though? Like,
So the reason why I think it did is because of the fact that you were controlling two characters in a game like that, you know, that's like a CSGO type of game environment. I thought that, I mean, and when you're ever in a situation where you place your second character so in such a like a tactical position that you're able to swap and do something effective with that swap, that those moments feel really good. And it felt great in Spectre Divide. It's just, for whatever reason, like I said before, it didn't stick with the players enough, or maybe CSGO just has too strong of a hold, you know, on the market, so it's impossible to slide in. Then again, there's Valorant, right? So, yeah, man, it was a fun game.
All right, so is it staying at B or is it getting promoted?
I wouldn't be mad. I think my opinion has the least amount of weight here. Include between the three of us and chat, I think mine has the least weight.
if chat wants it to go higher, then we can put it A. I'm not going to argue either or.
Well, okay. Do we promote Friday the 13th too? Is that what we're saying?
My whole reason of putting it at C is because you guys had no idea what this fucking like. I remember it vividly. I remember it very vividly, and I think DBD just did it better. But so I felt like C was like a good middle ground for like the group, for our group. You know,
this next one. All right.
Have you played Knockout City?
Have we played Knockout City?
Knockout City is at least A.
Quang. Okay, I didn't know. I don't know because I've never played Knockout City with this group. I have played Knockout City.
Dude, Knockout City was fun. That was a fun ass game.
The hardest part about Knockout City was the graphics because I thought it was so busy, but also like the graphics were also shit at the same time. was my biggest problem with this game. So I was gonna put a B tier because
I don't know. Part of me wants to put it in S, but I don't like feel it deserves that, unfortunately.
Nah.
It really did bring out some childlike, damn, I'm playing dodgeball.
Yeah, bro.
I clip farmed the fuck out of that game, dude. Oh my god.
Were we even friends back when this game came?
I don't think so. I don't think we even knew each other back then.
It came out in 2021, so we definitely knew each other. We hung out online, but then we weren't like playing games together yet. Fucking man, rushing for the ball, that like initial just like fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of the most intense gameplay.
I'm down to slide it into A. A is fair. This one, I don't know what the fuck this is.
I was hoping that you knew.
I don't know, it kind of looks like the Overwatch cast, but like, what the fuck is that text?
It's an SA.
Yeah, put it in the F tier so chat can see.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
I can't even.
Whatever the fuck that is, it looks like a trying to be a fucking NBA logo or some shit.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck that is.
I don't know what that is. But coming up next, we got Gigantic.
I didn't play Gigantic. Never played this.
I think you have at least once. It was another Overwatch MOBA. It was very Paladins high res kind of style. But I feel like it was a little more brawly. I don't know. I'm cut between D and C. Like, the little amount I played it wasn't absolutely fucking terrible, but it's never been a game that's on the back of my mind for sure.
Are you upset that there wasn't more love put into this game? Like, individually, are you upset that... Do you think that this game needed a little bit more love, or are you thinking, like, there was an idea and it wasn't a good idea? Because I think that's the difference between C and D tier, in my heart.
I feel like it could have. It had a little bit of potential. Like, the characters were there. They had a nice roster. The gameplay wasn't bad.
Have I never heard of this?
I would
this game looks pretty good.
I would slide into C, then. If you're like, eh. Like, there was something there. It had a little bit of heart.
I swear, Mike, you played it at least once before we played it.
I'm looking. I mean, maybe I did play it at least once, but it looks pretty. It looks pretty cool.
Super Buckyball Tournament. What the fuck is even that?
Super Buckyball Tournament. Moving on, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah,
it is where it is.
Wow. I just now noticed this. Overwatch is in this list.
Overwatch 1. And Overwatch is S tier. This is the only thing in my S tier out of this list.
Yeah. It's got to be S tier. It's got to be.
Fuck it.
Can't argue that.
Followed up paid closely money by Paladins. Go figure.
It can't be. I have Paladins, unfortunately.
No, I think Overwatch did it right, and the only reason why it stopped being live service was so Overwatch 2 they could try to do all the things that they promised for Overwatch 2, and they didn't.
Yeah,
which feels bad, but that's not Overwatch 1's fault, you know.
yeah, 100%. This next one's D tier.
Defiant, yeah, 100%. As much as you D-tier. Wanted to. As much as you want it to be fucking Rainbow Six, as much as you want it to be something that lives up to Tom Clancy name, goddamn that. What a fumble.
They tried.
I'm surprised the Tom Clancy estate didn't try to sue for this game. Like,
no, for real. If you can't come out the gate saying, you know, that you're competing in the FPS respawn market, you know, you're trying to make the next Call of Duty killer. On top of that, you hire a former COD pro to help develop the game too, and use his understanding of the COD scene to push this game forward. And then you give us that big, hot, steaming ass log you gave us. That game was fucking shit, man. And people wanted to, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Shut your stupid ass up. That game sucked, bro. Stay dead, please.
Like, we also got to look at the games that we're comparing. It's not even like the best COD. It's not even the best shooters, right?
Yeah.
We're just like, we just need something. They just needed to deliver something serviceable and people would ate that shit up. Smooth.
Good gameplay. And Ubisoft is known for you know, making good, smooth games, right? So how do we drop the ball on this?
Like, yeah, bro, I was pretty fucking surprised. When that shit dropped.
If Bungie would have delivered that game would have been phenomenal. It would have been so damn
good. I'm just saying the bar was so low when that game came out. You just needed serviceable gameplay and it didn't deliver. It's what a garbage. It's fine. We don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, we can move on.
I'm working on the game real quick just to make sure I know what this couple next ones are. Realm Royale.
Spellcasters is the one after that.
That's what it's called.
That's the one it was.
I couldn't remember what the game was called, but I remember it fondly. But that's fine.
But yeah, Realm Reforged.
Or Realm Reforged.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter. Realm Royale in general.
Royale.
I was gonna say, if we're gonna talk about it in general, I put it in B tier. I kind of just like.
I would agree.
It didn't push hard enough, I think, to be like fun. Like, even when it was live service, it was just like trying to keep the status quo. You know.
Yeah.
Reforged was like the big push to like make it more relevant, but then I think. They didn't do anything special.
Sure.
I just, sure. I think that's the thing. It's it didn't have. It was a good game for what it was, but it's like mm-hmm. they didn't have the room to expand.
Yeah.
Like they really, it wasn't really a game you could expand that on. This next one, but yeah, sorry, yeah, I'm fine with B though. That's kind of makes sense. Yeah. This next one, I don't know what the fuck this is.
I'm not sure. Spellcasters?
Whatever that.
No, the fucking what? Wait, am I reordering these on accident?
The one with the chicken?
Yeah, the one with the fucking chicken. The fuck?
Yeah,
is
I don't
that?
Know what that is. Put that on the screen.
What the fuck?
I can't remember. Okay, so I can't remember this game. I can't remember the name of this game.
Was it OG Realm Royale?
That's the only thing that associates my brain with the chicken.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody look it up and see if that looks the same. But yeah, spell breakers or spell casters?
Oh, you're right. I think it is spell breakers. You're right. Spell casters is the game that came out recently that sucks even worse.
I need to remind me how this game worked.
I think you're right. Spell Break. It was just Spell Break.
Oh.
Spell Break Battle Royale. That's what it was.
This was the one. I'm trying to remember.
So this is basically it's a third person battle royale where you can basically just decide this. Well, in order to decide the spells that you have to pick them up on the map. So you basically loot spells. And you can upgrade those spells as the game goes on by doing various PvE things.
It's the one where you had like basically two different spell gloves, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Got it.
Fun game. Super high skill like ceiling.
Oh yeah.
Super high skill ceiling, and I think that's what killed it. It was not easy. They did not make that game easy for new players to just jump in and start playing. You had to aim. You know, and everyone's flying around the map, you know, so you have these abilities that are not hit scan, right? They're projectiles and someone's doing like this around you and you're trying to aim ahead. Like, bro, I'm not Shroud. I'm not hidden. So I think they made the game too difficult. If they made that game a little bit easier, you know, a little bit easier to play, I think they would have had something on their hands because it was a great concept. It's a great concept.
I'm down to
just too difficult.
Put it in like B.
All right,
that makes sense.
I remember the name of the game. It's called Rumbleverse. The guy, the chicken head guy. It's called Rumbleverse.
Rumbleverse.
That game.
Play that.
Yeah, that game was fire. The game was stupid. It was fire. It was. It's everything that you
need in an hour-long session. Rest in peace, fucking Rumbleverse. Holy shit, dude.
I was like, this game's so good. Oh, we can't put an F here. I just can't remember what the fuck this game name is.
Oh, God.
your entire spiel on whatever game was last. I never played it. Hunting this game down.
Oh, my God. No, that was, dude, the amount of hours I actually put into Rumbleverse, I still have clips on my fucking Twitch, I'm pretty sure, and YouTube from fucking Rumbleverse. Like, that shit was so, that was peak fighting game battle royale. Like, that was just pure fucking, yeah. Oh my God.
Was there any other one? Rumbleverse was so fun.
I think there was another one, because... and Model can probably chime in because I'm pretty sure we played it, but there was a secondary battle royale like fighting game battle royale at that time, but it was not nearly as good. But Rumbleverse was the fucking
I'm so glad that I spent this time to find the fucking game name.
We would have gotten flamed so hard, dude.
oh man, so that good. Game. People needed to love that game more.
I just think people didn't know about it. I just don't think enough people knew about it.
That's fair.
Unfortunately. Like, is it actually dead, like, unplayable, or, like, can you still go back and play it right now?
I don't know, but it is definitely the best Battle Royale game, period. I will die on that hill. There's a lot of hills that I would die on, but that one specifically.
Yeah.
I'm announcing it.
But Spellbreak, I think we can put it in B. I'm down for B tier. It doesn't seem too bad.
Sure.
Objections.
Sure. I've never played it, so
yeah, it's either B or A. You know, again, if they made the game easier to learn and easier to play, that game would have been very popular because it was fun. It was really fun. It just too hard, way too hard.
Where is Ring of Elysium? Oh my god, dude!
Ring of Elysium, yeah, that was a pretty fun game.
I forgot F-tier. About that. One.
No, yeah.
I forgot about that one.
Low key, I mean, at this point, it probably had to be C because I forgot about it. it was probably good. Had to be C.
Yeah, I'd put that one at C for sure. But the last one we do have on this list is the original Splitgate.
Yeah, I think it's B. Right?
I think it's A, man.
Really? Because I feel like all of us were so surprised that there was a sequel because the first one was fun.
That I was surprised the sequel was so bad and so changed because the first one was so fucking good.
Really? I didn't feel like the first
one.
Because
granted, there was a lot of competition.
Again, the whole thing, the whole aspect was they went from Halo with portals and Splitgate 1 to Call of Duty with portals and Splitgate 2. And they expected to keep the same
player. Pretty lit.
They expected to keep the same player base.
Yeah.
That was like the whole shift in direction. Yeah. That's why they lost a lot of people, is because they went from, hey, let's copy Halo with and put portals in it, and then Splitgate 2, let's copy Call of Duty and put portals in it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you're not necessarily wrong.
I don't know. I
that's fair.
Insanely like the first one, and I just mostly because it felt very Halo-esque, and I played the shit out of it. Again, YouTube videos and shit, so I'm still fucking floating around somewhere in the ether. Fair. My heart says put it at S, but I don't think I can.
Nah.
I don't think I can.
To the A or B.
Yeah, I mean, I have it at B, but I think you make a good point. I'd be okay with putting it in A.
I would have been interested in seeing Splitgate in a competitive situation, you know, watching, you know, fucking Evil Geniuses versus Cloud9 on a Splitgate map. But I thought that would have been so cool because, you know, you would have seen them really nerd out with their portals.
I mean, it would have been not even like it would have been like, if we want to be real OG about it, been like Optic versus,
I don't know, maybe
UG.
Maybe I should just stop playing some of these niche games, because I swear to God, like, all these little niche games that I'm actually feel like I'm fucking good at doesn't have a fucking competitive scene. Fucking Titanfall, Splitgate 1, fucking like, what else?
You hear it here first. Justin's only good at games no one else is playing.
Shut the fuck up. That's a wild statement. What the hell? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, get the top 1% of the game. Thousands of people are playing. Maybe hundreds of thousands.
See me in fucking Titanfall 1, bro. Any fucking day.
Yeah.
How many people are playing Titanfall 1 right now?
I don't even want to look. So
17.
Dude, probably less than the people playing Titanfall 2.
Yeah. Yeah,
actually, there's probably more people play Titanfall 1 than 2. We're really thinking about it.
0. You can be top one. You can be top one in that game. Let's go, Justin. Yeah. Let's go.
Fucking wild. Hey.
Hell yeah.
Fuck y'all.
All right. Well, fuck me. What do you say fuck me for? What do I do?
You're fueling the fire, dog. I don't know how you're. I don't know how you're fueling the fire, but you're fueling the fire.
So I gotta go. I'm gonna go watch basketball that I don't understand or care about.
Oh my fucking god! All right. Well, yeah, we are 36 minutes over time. That was a good. That was a good one. One last look at the tier list, ladies and gentlemen. Dead.
Rumble versus A's tier is crazy.
Is it? I don't think that's
fine. I'll let you guys have it. You know, that's what you guys wanted. It's fine.
Did you? Did you ever play it? Did you ever?
No. I saw your clips though. I saw your clips.
God, that game felt so good to play. Oh my god,
it was. It was peak. It was for a fighting game battle royale. It was fucking super peak.
Have you ever like felt? It really brought the chaos of Mario Party to
Battle Royale.
That's kind of what it looked like too. Yeah.
Yeah, it felt really good. You'd be upset, but then also realize that some silly shit happened. You know.
I have a fucking clip somewhere on my Twitch where there's a water tower in the middle of the map. And I throw somebody off the water tower and I just fucking RKO the shit out of them. The fucking water tower. That shit was so good, man.
Literally, every WWE game that every time people play WWE video game, they just want it to be Rumble Royale is really what I think. Because you're like, it's a video game. Let's get silly with it. Let me fucking dive bomb somebody 3 stories up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was
fair enough.
Use a boost pad to fucking clothesline someone from the next roof over. God, that game was so fun. I'm so surprised you didn't play it, especially how much you liked wrestling.
Yeah. Let me surprise you.
Episode 73, ladies and gentlemen. That was pretty fun. Let's keep the tier list going. That was pretty good. Fuck all the actual topics that nobody actually cares about. Like,
yeah, I mean, in chat, if you guys have ideas on tier lists too, you know,
hey chat,
we've done a few tier lists in the past, but
you guys have ideas. Chat and the YouTube comments, go down and fucking tier list the XP share hosts. Be toxic.
Oh gosh. Yeah, word.
Speaking of which, though, this will be uploaded to YouTube if you guys don't have that already. Join up on the Discord. We have all the updates in there. Post all our quirky little shorts of these episodes as well.
Drop it in general. Actually, drop it in general.
Just drop it in
general. Here list the 4 of us right now.
I'm trying to think of what else we have this week. What is it? Sunday today? Yeah. Tomorrow, Crack Media, we got a rematch again going on. I believe we'll have some Valorant on Thursday. 2XKO coming back on Saturday again. And for those of you interested, we are in the talks of getting Invincible Weeklies going as well. So,
and we had Diaphone on last week, the week before. When was that? And we had a fucking stacked tournament.
It was an insane tournament, dude. It was.
Damn, I watched Diaphone got bodied on a Cracked Media short. Yeah, you should subscribe.
But yeah, keep the tabs up. all updates in the Discord. I'll see you all there. I'll probably be streaming some personal shit here in the next couple minutes, but I need some food. I need to take a drink, take a break, drink, eat, whatever the fuck.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Episode 73. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm stalling for time because I don't have a fucking song ready.
And remember, all of this was pre-recorded. Justin did this all solo. Isn't that great?
God damn it, the fuck.
Yeah.
What do Juice Wayne and Batman have in common? Join the Cracked Media Discord to find out. The answer may not be there, but there are a lot of other cool stuff. I promise.